See Queen Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Swing and a home run. Look at this baby sail.
This is Joe Strome, Vice President of Ticket Sales for the Cardinals. Last year, because of your great support, we again drew over 3 million fans. This year, we hope to see you at the ballpark again as we feature World Champions Ticket Packs. These five-game packs each feature a popular championship item giveaway day, plus a variety of great games throughout the season. Ticket Packs are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equalizing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Nissan presents the most wonderful sale of the year. Hurry in for great offers and big savings. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
It's that time of year when families gather together to reopen old feelings. And Silver Bell Records is proud to present A Dysfunctional Family Christmas. This is the album your family is sure to cherish for Christmases to come.
Christmas time, you force a smile. Everyone is joining in the group denial. Folks behaving infantile. Family Christmas time.
Hit get timeless favorites like Someday I'll Get Christmas Right, I've Got My Drinking Under Control for the Holidays, Peace on Earth Where, and The Daughter's Saw.
Presents and wrapping paper, ribbons and bows and all that stuff. Why do we even bother? Nothing we give you is good enough.
And this country Christmas classic.
Every Christmas when you got drunk, I told the children you were not drunk. And I said, Tommy, you're not being bad. It's just that Christmas makes your mommy mad.
You'll get Can't You Let It Drop, It's Christmas. What I Want, You Can't Buy Me. Fruitcake and Shame. And Why Am I the Only One Who Knows What Christmas Really Means? And many more.
Underneath the mistletoe, it's a 2x2 jingle bell world. And underneath all those extra pounds is a very pretty girl.
Timeless standards, including the classic Carol of Intimacy.
Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away.
Call 1-800-GET-HELP today. Operators are standing by.
If I ever said I'll be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, something we just talked about happened no sooner than we talked about it yesterday. If you turn my headphones up just a hair, I'm sorry. I told you to turn them down, and we turned them down too much. A little bit more. There you go. So we talked about this yesterday. First of all, good afternoon.
Morning.
I'm trying to catch up. I'm running all day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Yesterday, we talked about, and I'm telling you something, this is starting to get out of hand, the people who feel like they deserve something for Christmas. We talked about the garbage guy, the trash-hauling people, the newspaper delivery person, the postal person. I go out to get the paper, and in the sleeve, you know, the paper is rolled up in a plastic condom, paper condom. And in there is this envelope that I'm holding right here. Mm-hmm. And the carrier has written, in writing that I can hardly make out, he writes like a two-year-old or like somebody whose hand was run over by a tank. I can hardly read it. And here's the funniest part. I had to let it dry out because it was so wet. Where he threw the paper was waterlogged, and so was his envelope. What I ought to do is write him a note in another envelope saying, Dear Andy, I wanted to put some money in the envelope that you left in the paper, but it was so soaked, as was the paper because of where you threw it, that I couldn't use it. So I'm sorry, I won't be able to put money in that envelope you left me. Why don't you throw the paper in a dry place? Unbelievable. I told my wife, I said, look at this soaking wet envelope, and this guy wants a Christmas present from us.
What is the note?
I got one of those.
It's just a self-addressed envelope.
It's a self-addressed envelope. He didn't even put a stamp on it.
Oh.
Okay. I'm supposed to mail him money. I've never heard of this guy, never met him. Half the time, I can't find my paper. This is what's wrong with Christmas.
Wow.
This is ridiculous. We also, for the first time ever, got a thing from our trash-hauling guy. Now, we've never had the trash-hauling guy leave us not a hint. It's not that subtle. It's, hey, put some money in this, and next time I pick up your trash, I'll pick up my money. Because then you're afraid, well, if I don't do this, he's going to dump my trash on the street.
We get a Christmas card from our trash guys. They leave a Christmas card, and it says, Merry Christmas, and then they sign their name.
I'm not going to be held hostage by these people. I'm not going to give. Where does it stop? I mean, really, where does it stop? Who are you supposed to pay everybody that... Here, let me ask you this. If you go as a regular customer to... I'll give you a good example. Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A. You guys know that. I come in here with Chick-fil-A on my breath all the time. And I love Chick-fil-A nuggets. I've been through Chick-fil-A dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Am I supposed to go tomorrow and go to the drive-thru and hand money to the person that is... No! That's your job. That's their job. It's the job of the carrier to deliver. But there's no personal service there. It's ridiculous. In fact, I think it's almost insulting in a way. I think you kind of make a fool out of yourself when you go, hey, give me something for Christmas. That's essentially what you're doing here.
Right.
Like, hey, won't you give me something for Christmas?
The only one in the room that gets her hair done regularly, do you have a regular person that you go to every time?
Oh, yes. Women give their hair person money.
Do you give them a Christmas tip?
I never have.
Well, they're going to shave your head.
I always give her a good tip.
You know what? You're going to fall asleep. She's going to shave your head like G.I. Jane. You're going to be bald. You're going to come out there with a mohawk.
I give her like a 30% tip when she does my hair.
Speak up, please.
Yeah, you got
to. Oh, I give her about a 30% tip when she does.
Well, if you tip her 30% all the time, that's a big tip.
I know.
She shouldn't have to give her. You know what? She should give you. Here's the deal. She should give you a Christmas present. because you're the customer. Am I crazy here?
I give my customers gifts.
Exactly. It's been reversed. It's flipped.
Yeah, it's weird how all those different businesses have, like, haircuts. When did like back in the barber days, did people give a barber a tip after the haircut, or did you just pay for the haircut?
I don't know, but the point is, if you give somebody your business on a regular basis, you consistently help keep them in business. They should, when you come in close to Christmas, go, hey, by the way, thanks for doing so much business with us. Here's a little token of our appreciation.
Or a freebie, maybe.
Not you give them something. Crap, you give them your business all the time. It's gotten crazy. It's kind of like that tip jar at the carryout counter. When you go to pick up a carryout order in the register and there's a tip jar, I'm not giving them, I'm not tipping the tip jar when I go pick my food up. It's gotten nuts. I don't know anymore who. Look. If you have a babysitter, and it's a good babysitter, okay, I'll go for that. You're putting your kids in their care. They're protecting and watching out for your kid. I get that. Housekeeper, okay. If you have a decent yard person, or if you're lucky enough to have a pool and you have a pool person, and they kind of go out of their way. You know, we used to have a mail carrier. And I'll tell you her name. Maybe she's still around. Her name was Kathy Jaycox. It's the last mail carrier's name I've ever known. And she would come and put stuff at our front door if she thought it was something that either didn't fit or looked like it might be fragile or expensive or something somebody may be tempted to steal out of the box. Or sometimes if it was just really lousy weather, she'd take the time to come up to the... And you know what? We gave her something for Christmas. She went out of her way. But this throwing the paper...
You didn't add that to the group of...
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I'm getting to that. Throwing the paper in a mud hole, and you go out to get it, and it's wet, you can't read. That doesn't warrant...
Doesn't qualify.
Look at these phones lit up here. And they're either mad paper carriers or hair-cutting people or trash-hauling people thinking, what do you mean we don't deserve? Or it's other people who agree with me, and I will listen to either side. I'll listen to both. Let's take some calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. To my letter carrier, I say, here's the sound of me throwing your wet envelope in the trash, because that's where it's going. As with the waste hauling guy, and look, I'm a very generous person. I tip every... 2 days ago, my wife and I had the worst service we've ever had. It was down in the valley, and I'm going to tell you everything that went wrong. I ordered 3 eggs medium well. I ordered wheat toast dry. I ordered fruit instead of potatoes because my wife was staring at me.
Oh, right.
Otherwise, I'd have had potatoes. I ordered milk with the meal. I don't like hot milk. I want it with the meal, cold. And I ordered a glass of orange juice. I didn't get the orange juice. I didn't get the milk. Oh, I also ordered bacon, which never came. And the fruit was the potatoes I didn't order. There were 6 separate things wrong with that order. And when the girl came over, I said, just so you'll know, I just want to make sure you don't put the milk on my bill because I never got it. Don't put the orange juice on my bill because I never got it. I didn't get the fruit. I got potatoes instead, and I had asked to substitute. She says, oh, that's right, you did. I said, you do remember all this. She says, yeah. And I said, and I just want to make sure those aren't on the bill because you missed all of those things. I tipped her 25%. I don't believe in punishing somebody for having a bad day. Give them the benefit of the doubt, maybe she had a bad day. So I'm a good tipper.
Well, did she apologize?
She never apologized. Ugh. And that was the part that bugged
me. She just said, okay, yeah, oh, no.
Oh, I did that.
It was
something,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was just something like, oh, that's right, like that. And I just thought, I should do the 15%, but I'm a sucker for waitresses because, again, I've told you before, I think most of them have a tough life. If it happens again, I'll talk to the boss and say, you may need to have a chat with her. She doesn't seem to get it. Let's take some of these calls here. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Again, my point is, I don't think you should have to ask for a gift. When you say, here, put something in here for me, that rubs me the wrong way. I'd be more apt to give the paper person something because I wanted to than because they asked for it. I think when you do that, folks, I think it puts people off, and I think you have lessened your chances of getting a gift. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm A in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So, yeah, the thing is I've suffered through all of your performances throughout the years and stuff, and so I feel like I deserve some sort of tip.
From us.
Oh, for all the bad shows?
I couldn't agree with you more.
You know what? You got a point.
Couldn't agree with you more.
So all our listeners are going to drop envelopes off ours?
Yeah.
So I'll be expecting something in the mail.
Well, as you should. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, Ken. Ken has a good point. Now, of course, Ken was joking.
What?
Now, when I say what I'm about to say, I'm not joking, okay? Think about this. How many hours and hours and hours of chuckles, laughs, entertainment, interesting topics where you react with, well, I never knew that. That's pretty interesting. Have we given you folks free?
Yeah, no charge.
Free.
Hey, a lot of bands, when we're out playing, we get tips.
Dan, we're not talking about bands.
Everything goes
I'm just
to,
saying.
Everything goes to
saying,
go back band. To the band. Everything's
right.
About Dan. This is about free radio where it's hard to give us 20% because it would be 20% of nothing. That's how free this is.
Yeah.
I think if somebody out there had a lot of money and said, you know what, these people give and give and give. Yes, they get paid to work there, but they go above and beyond what they get paid by that station.
Instead of toys for tots, bucks for chuckles. Bucks for...
That's bucks for chuckles. Cash.
That didn't work.
Cash for chuckles?
That doesn't work.
Cash for laughs.
You people are ruining a serious segment. whatever you feel, $5, $2, whatever, is a way. And just a little note, thanks for all the free, above, over the top, more than you have to do entertainment, going above and beyond. I see nothing wrong with that. I really don't. Let's go to Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Ken kind of stole my thunder. I was going to see what kind of gift I was going to be getting from you guys.
Well, you keep watching. Keep watching that mailbox, buddy.
Okay. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Right, you guys are great.
You too, Greg. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Here comes Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Well, they all stole my thunder, but...
Holy cow.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you bunch of selfish listeners. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you are just so inconsiderate. You are at a pizza joint. You don't order eggs and that stuff over there.
I wasn't at a pizza joint.
Come on, play with me now.
Oh, he's just joking.
I don't get the joke. I was in a breakfast place.
I know. That's why I said you were at a pizza joint. You're not supposed to order eggs.
That's a joke,
eggs.
Son.
Thanks for telling me.
There you go. Hey, listen, I've been a faithful follower of the Reverend Frank Opinion. Yeah. Why don't you mail me some money?
We just went through that with the other listeners.
I know. Well, you know, and it should have been buckles and chuckles.
That's what...
Bucks for yucks.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm on open, or on side here.
Okay, Patrick.
It was no charge.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Nancy has a traffic bulletin.
We'll take it. Nancy? Nancy, you're breathing the phone like an obscene phone caller. You got a traffic bulleton?
I'm just nervous about
being on the
radio.
You know what? Don't be nervous. Here, do this. Take a deep breath. Just one nice, slow, deep breath.
Okay.
Unbutton the top button on your blouse.
Nancy,
come on.
Yeah.
What's the bulletin, Nancy?
Well, I got on the northbound lane of Highway 270 from 44 all the way up to Highway 40. It is a parking lot.
That's a long way.
The first accident was at Big Bend in 270. And it was backed up, of course, as you would expect. But I passed three separate incidents along the way in that stretch of highway. Do not go near 270 southbound from any direction.
What is going on? Here's
what's going on. I had three appointments before I came here today. The traffic is unbelievable today.
Well, yeah, and it is. You're right. There's red lights in all directions. Every other road I took after that was crazy with flashing lights. So I'm just warning people, if you don't have to get on 270, don't, because you won't go anywhere.
You've done a great public service, Nancy. We appreciate
it. This is Nancy reporting.
Oh, that's
very good.
Very good. Merry Christmas, Nancy.
Merry Christmas to you all.
She didn't sound nervous to me.
No, she was great.
I think she's better than that that guy from Chicago that does our weather, whatever that guy's name is. Here is Paul before we break. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing? AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a delivery guy. I never would ever ask for a tip. That is like the drunk at 7-Eleven, do I have spare change? And my reply to them guys is always, if I had spare change, I wouldn't even go to work.
And by the way, if all these people are going to do this, then why doesn't the Ameren guy leave me an envelope going, hey, we trimmed some trees out here by the lines on your road, leave me some money, and why doesn't the UPS guy leave me an envelope, and why does the FedEx guy leave me an envelope?
And I would not imagine asking for a Christmas present, but for Eon, yes, I do go to a barber still, and he gives me a $10 haircut, I give him a $20 bill, and I tell him to turn that into a $5 bill for me.
That's about when I, yeah.
That's a 50%. That's a nice tip. That's a very generous tip. You don't need to give that guy a Christmas, but you give him a gift every time you go.
Right. Just like Tim. So I just wanted to say that little thing. Merry Christmas, y'all, and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. There goes Paul. Let's talk about the Tool Belt Team. Oh, I just came from the place where you can get Tool Belt Team gift certificates. That's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Guess what I got myself? Two chrome squeegees. Almost out of the chrome ones now. I got two chrome squeegees. The Tool Belt Team is a handyman service. This is really very simple to explain what this company does. They have put together some of the best electricians, plumbers, carpenters, painters, you get the idea, in the business. People have been doing it for a long, long time. They are available to the Tool Belt Team when a customer calls and says, I need fill in the blank, okay? My deck, I need a couple of steps replaced. I have a leaking whatever in the bathroom, and I want to stop the leak. I need some painting done. I have carpentry work. I have an outlet that's not hot, and I don't know why, or I need a new outlet put in, or I want a dimmer put in, or whatever. GFI switch is not working right. They will have a person who can come out and do it right. And the advantage in having somebody experienced who knows what they're doing, they're not going to take as long to do it. You don't want somebody learning on the job at your house, because you're going to be paying for the time they're spending figuring it out. They're very reasonable. Their service calls are reasonable. Their prices are reasonable. It's an extremely reasonable service call, basically plus parts, the cost of whatever material you need. And with most handyman jobs, the material cost is minimal. You know, it's a fixture and a washer and some screws and whatever. Now, if you need a garbage disposal put in, which we had done, you got to buy the garbage disposal. I think a good one is what, about $150?
What's about $150.
Yeah, and we got a decent one. I didn't want the cheapest one, but I didn't want one that would chew up redwood tree trunks. I wanted just a good garbage disposal. That's the kind of thing they do. It's called the Tool Belt Team. You can call them at 314-966-1895 or go to this website, thetoolbeltteam.com, and it's probably a little late for gift certificates for them to get them to you in the mail, but it's not too late to get what you need done around your house. And when Uncle Buck comes over and breaks something in the bathroom during the holiday season, or cranks down too hard on the faucet, you know, with faucets in the bathroom, there's a point where you can go past the stop, and I don't know what happens there, but something weird happens where you've gone past the point where you were supposed to stop it, and then it's never right. It's off. The angle is off. They don't turn on right. They, whatever. They'll come fix what the relatives break over the holiday season. It's the Tool Belt Team, thetoolbeltteam.com.
It's time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklanding traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, as the listener called in and said, southbound 270 is a mess. We do have several things going on. First of all, your backup starts at Ladue. You're jammed up all the way down through Doherty Ferry. You've got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane just a little bit south of the Clayton Road overpass. Then just past Manchester, the second left lane is blocked by another stalled vehicle there. And then down on Big Bend, that's actually on the shoulder of the on-ramp. There's an accident there on southbound 270. It looks like we've got stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 40 between 170 and Big Bend. That was due to an accident. That's been cleared. Let's see here. Southbound 170 is heavy. Del Mar down through Highway 40 and eastbound 70 downtown. That starts jamming up midway between Grand and Salisbury through St. Louis Avenue. This traffic report brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have a Sirius smartphone, so why not use it to call Safe Auto for immediate state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 certificate from St. Louis Home Fires. The 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about...
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Experience the ultimate in retirement living. Experience Garden Villas North Retirement Community. Garden Villas North exemplifies over 40 years of experience in luxurious retirement living. Elegant apartments are complemented by state-of-the-art health clubs, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, spas, and putting green. But that's only the beginning. You'll also find an ice cream parlor, billiards, a cocktail lounge, and library, along with exquisite cuisine, served in a magnificent dining room with a breathtaking lakeside view. You'll feel like you're living in the finest world-class resort. Weekly housekeeping and linen service, scheduled transportation, and a warm, caring staff ensures that your retirement will be carefree and comfortable just the way it should be. They invite you to take a personal tour and be their guest for lunch. Call Garden Villas North at 314-355-6100 or stop by 4505 Parker Road. Garden Villas North, the ultimate in luxurious retirement living.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, many must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure and remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000. 725-ALL-ZEROS. Offices in St. Louis, Clayton, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, and Belleville. 725-ALL-ZEROS.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Hirely RV in Eureka rents RVs, motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent trailers. Now is the time to plan your vacation to assure that you get the right time and the right vehicle. We order our rentals equipped just like we sell them. Not stripped down special models, and we maintain them in excellent condition so we can sell them at the end of the year in almost new condition. For more information, go to www.virelyrv.com or call 636-938-2018 and ask for Warren or Dana and schedule the vacation of a lifetime.
For the rest of your life,
Virely Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Virely Trailer.
family. Show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 East.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
He's the man with all the toys.
Someone found a lighted house late one night, and he saw through the wind.
All right, back to the phones. They are all lit up. One of the names on the screen is a name I have not heard for years, and her name is Kendra. When I met my wife, the first time I met my wife, I went in the store where she worked, and standing next to her, they both had name tags on, was a girl named Kendra, and she was a smoking hot knockout.
Yeah.
And I'm not, well, if I'm truthful, I was staring at Kendra while I was meeting my wife, and sort of thinking, I wish I were in here to meet you.
So you guys had already set up a meeting, and then you went in to see her.
No, we didn't set up a meeting. I went in unexpectedly to meet her because it's a long story. I had done something on the street corner that I thought she might have seen and might have taken the wrong way. And I wasn't exposing myself. No.
Picking your nose?
No.
Picking
I was
your butt.
Driving a truck, delivering furniture, and I had a guy in the truck with me. And my wife, she wasn't my wife then. I'd never met her. But she walked across the street at the light in front of us, and I pointed at her. And she looked over, and I thought, oh, boy, you know what? She thinks that I'm sitting there with another guy going, yeah, I'd like to get some of that. And it bothered me. So I walked down. I knew where she was.
Isn't that what you were pointing at her for?
Yeah.
No, you know what I did?
You
know what I said to that guy? I said, look at that girl right there. I said, she walks behind our store all the time. She works at that jewelry store. I said, she is really interesting looking to me. I said, she's just so classy. But when she looked at me, I thought she'd assume I'm going, you know, something crude.
Yeah.
So I went in the store to meet her, and I just walked in looking around. I knew I would recognize her if I saw her. And here behind the counter are these two women, and one is this Kendra. And then I walked up to the other one and said, you don't know me. She said, you work down the street at the furniture store. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, I do. She said, I've seen you in the warehouse back there. And I said, look, I wanted to come in and make sure you knew that when you looked at me and I was pointing at you at the truck when you crossed the street, I wasn't saying anything crude or anything. And she says, I don't know what you're talking about. She wasn't even looking at me. You know how you can look past somebody?
Oh, sure,
uh-huh. Yeah. She says, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, you didn't see me pointing at you with that guy in the truck? She said, no.
You were all worried.
She was checking out your buddy in the truck, bro.
Yeah.
She wasn't looking at either one of us. She's looking at something else. She says, that's very nice, but I didn't see it. And I just thought, great.
Maybe this Kendra has tracked you down.
Oh, yeah. Kendra missed
this
out.
This could be the Kendra on the phone saying, hey, I hope that's not working out. I'm still available.
We had a connection.
Was that you pointing at me years ago?
Yeah.
We'll take her call and the other calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We'll start with Neil, then we'll go to Kendra. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Great, how are you?
All right, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
You
and
too.
As long as I call the show, can I drop an envelope off and you just leave it there for me and I'll come pick it up later?
Sure. You can leave it, and when you pick it up, it'll be as empty as when you left it.
All right, y'all, happy holiday.
All right, you too, Neil. Thank
you.
And Kendra, are you the Kendra that I met in about 1969 or 70?
Yep, that was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't even born then.
No, that's thanks a lot. Now, that really makes me feel good. That's a great name, Kendra. And the reason it's a great name is I don't hear it often. And when I do, I flash back to that knockout
what
that
if?
Behind the counter with my with my wife.
Well,
so
thank you.
What can we do for you, Kendra?
Oh, I was calling about the holiday tipping. I clean houses, mm-hmm. and my customers are amazing.
But you don't ask them for money.
No, no. But it's kind of just assumed that you're going to get it, and all my customers have always been very generous. I also leave like a bottle of wine and a card and.
See, I put you in a different, nice. But you're in a different category. You're almost a family member. I mean, when you clean somebody's house That's regularly, right. they trust you to not steal. They trust you to clean properly, to not
right.
tell
See
stories,
all their personal stuff.
Not yeah. tell stories out of school. That's different. And,
oh,
and you don't leave an envelope going, oh, don't forget about me, put some money in here. That's what I'm talking about. Look, we have a woman that we've had forever and ever and ever. She comes every 2 weeks. She's been coming to our house for 25 years. Of course we give her something.
Yeah.
But not some unknown stranger.
Yeah, when, you know, these girls that I used to work for a chain company, and, you know, I had, you know, 20 houses that I would do in a week, and I would be lucky to get tips. And some of them were on my routes for 3 years. So it's not always the case, and that's always the worst part is because when you work for a chain, you get paid nothing, and you work so hard.
Do you still clean?
Yes, I have my own business.
All right, do you do commercial or homes, residential?
Residential.
And what is the? Is it just you, or do you have somebody help you?
I have another girl that has a route of her own. But we take care of our own houses.
All right. If you and the other girl clean an average size house, what's the average charge?
Starting at 100, between 100, 150.
And that would be taking what, 6 hours, 8 hours?
No, it'd probably take 3 to 4 hours.
Okay.
Now, it depends on how dirty you've been the past 2 weeks.
Now I've read articles over the years, and it pops up from time to time where. Certainly out in California or Arizona, these cleaning companies, these women go in and they clean, you know, topless. So have you ever thought of that, topless house cleaning?
Well, yeah, when I started my business, I had a lot of requests for that. But
and what did
scary
that cost?
Enough it's scary enough being a girl going into a bid and not really knowing what you're...
Let's say you clean for me, and once you got to know me and you weren't scared of me anymore,
yeah.
What would the topless
and your
cleaning,
charge gets doubled.
What would that charge be for topless cleaning?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't be the one going, so...
What?
You know what I like about
maybe
her answer,
maybe $100
though?
An hour.
You know what I like about her answer, though, is she didn't say, I don't do that, and there is no... That will not happen. She said, well, I don't know.
I'll find someone that'll do it for you.
Well, Frank was topless.
Hey, I got news for you.
I'm an entrepreneur.
I got news for you. $100 an hour, to me, sounds like not a bad price for a good topless cleaning. I think that's a reasonable price. I really do.
Well, it's not bad considering I'm not going to be the one at the house, and I'm just making a percentage.
Okay. Well, how's your business?
It's fabulous.
In this economy, it's good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that the people that have a cleaning service, they really find the value in, you know, how much time it saves them and how useful it is. And
well, let me tell you why it's good and works well for us, because my wife just does not have the time. She is always cooking. She has a full time. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait, hold on. No, wait, I'm thinking somebody else. I'm sorry. Well, listen, I hope your business continues to be good, and I love the fact that I got to hear from somebody named Kendra. It brought
oh,
back
and
a lot of
I'm
memories.
AM and the PM.
Well, thank you, Kendra. Kendra, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Favorite age.
Oh,
favorite
yeah.
age. And since I think you deserve it, we don't always do this. You want to plug your cleaning company? What's it called?
The Cleaning Company of St. Louis.
The Cleaning Company of St. Louis. And if anybody's listening thinking they do topless, we're just kidding. She doesn't do that, okay? Unless you want to pay $100 an hour.
You're right.
We established that. Kendra, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Now, could you hear in her voice what I heard?
Yes.
The almost lust for an older relationship with an older man?
Uh-huh.
I could hear it. There's a hunger. there's a void, that something's missing in her life that she's not getting from a younger guy.
And maybe start with, you know, like training wheels, start with somebody like 8 years older first and then move up, step by step later.
I don't agree with that at all. I think once you have that yearning for a mature, you got to jump right.
Got to go like 40 years older?
Yes.
Hey.
What am I laughing for? Not even funny.
That wasn't very nice.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing nice at all. We're running out of time. We always run out of time. We're going to have more time next hour. We're going to take some more calls. I promise we will. The age of the snow tire is pretty much over. We said a couple of weeks ago we were talking about studded tires, snow tires with those metal studs, and I said, you know, those used to be pretty common. People put them on in the winter, and then they outlawed them. They started state by state to outlaw them because people would leave them on. They'd chew the asphalt up. They just tore the pavement up. And then I got an email from a friend of mine who lives in Alaska, and he said in Fairbanks, Alaska, that's the law in certain parts of that area, including Fairbanks. When it hits a certain time of year, you have to have studded snow tires because it's you're too much of a liability and a hazard if you're slipping and sliding around in that kind of weather without them. So that would be an exception. Of course, we're not in Alaska. We're in a part of the country where people use, I think, what most people refer to as all-season tires. They're good in the rain. They're good on dry pavement. They're good in the snow. And nobody has more of those than Zisser. They would be happy. And you don't want to go into this time of year. You don't want a flat tire any time. But I've always said, if I'm going to have a flat and I'm going to push it and go as far as I can, which I never do with tread, but if you're one of those who does, a big difference in having a flat and pulling off on the side of the road when it's 80 degrees, 75 degrees, and when it's 5 degrees. You don't want it. You don't want it any time. You don't. Why mess with that? If you don't know how to check the tread on your tire to see if it's enough, then the folks at Zisser will do it for you. That Lincoln, that penny thing really works with the head of Lincoln. You put the penny down in the tread.
Right.
If it doesn't come, that actually works.
If it doesn't come to where?
The top of Lincoln's head. That's still pretty much the rule of thumb. And the folks at Zisser not only will help you determine, and they're not going to sell you tires if you don't want them. They're not going to take perfectly good tires and go, let's rip these off and put new ones on. But what they will do is also help you decide what tires to buy. Certainly, you're always safe to go with the same ones the manufacturer put on there. And too many people screw with their tires. They don't know what they're doing. They want bigger, flashier wheels. So they put the wrong tires on the car, and that can be very, very dangerous. You can void warranties by having tires on your car that don't belong there. No automobile manufacturer, and I might add, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of insurance companies wouldn't pay a claim if they found out that you had made your car dangerous by putting the wrong tires on it. Once in my life, I had a tire place put the wrong tires on my car, and I didn't find out until later on. I had somebody was up on the rack, and they said, who sold you these tires? Who told you to put these tires on? And I told them, and they said, man, this is very dangerous. These tires do not belong on this car. And I had them taken off and new ones put on. You want somebody who knows what they're doing? Zisser is that somebody. There are three locations that now help make this show possible. These are the three Zisser locations you want to go to. One of these, Afton, Wentzville, or Delwood. Zisser Tire, zissertire.com. Yes, just like you think it's spelled, Z-I-S-S-E-R. All the great brands for little cars, big cars, medium cars, heavy-duty trucks, and everything in between. Full-service auto repair as well at Zisser. State inspections, tire and wheel applications, custom accessories, zissertire.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Any better out there, Tim?
Well, as far as the stalls and that, they've been cleared on southbound 270 at Clayton and at Manchester, but you're jammed up pretty solid approaching Ladue all the way down through Doherty Ferry. We do have westbound 40 traffic, Hampton through McCausland slow, and it's heavy again 270 out through Mason. On the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40 is a little east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, that's now stop and go from Grand to about 10th Street. And southbound 170 are slow from Olive through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. Visit your participating Toyota dealer and receive an oil change and tire rotation for the Toyota suggested price of just $39.95. Synthetic oil, slightly higher. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Trish here to tell you about the best way to improve the look of your home before the holiday guests arrive. Granite. And nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters end of the year special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get any edge upgrade free. That's not all. Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, which is a $350 value. And last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Call my friends at Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or go online at GraniteBustersSTL.com. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces, get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and then get scheduled and installed within a week. It's the unbeatable end-of-the-year special only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, Cookies Barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies' mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies Wings and Things hot sauce, Cookies Premium salsa, or Flavor Enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So, try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings.
Cookies is the one.
Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
Tina's trying to tell me some story about two girls that she saw in the news that have it's one girl with two heads or something.
Yeah, and then the babies were just born with two heads, a baby.
Oh my God. From those two girls?
No.
Oh.
No. Oh yeah, those twins are the other.
They're 19
one.
Now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Some people have a weird, tough life to go through. Argosy Casino Alton welcomes Steve Davis to the stage at Argosy's Music Hall, January 6th. 7 o'clock. If you like Elvis, I don't know how you could not like Steve Davis. And if you ever have a chance to meet the guy in person, I think he's probably nicer than Elvis was.
Probably.
I mean, if Steve Davis could, he'd buy Cadillacs for everybody. He's that kind of guy. He'd go buy Lincolns and Cadillacs. I don't think he's able to do that. He's a very nice guy, and he puts on a good show, and he works real hard. He does about 450 shows a year.
Ooh.
Do the math. More than a show a day. I don't know how in the world he does it. What do you say? He owns about 200 of those jumpsuits?
Yeah.
And those things weigh, 30, 40 pounds apiece. He works very, very hard.